Nate Emery stands in the dark with a car battery strapped to his back, a headlight on his football helmet, holding a musky net in one hand and a rooftop TV antenna in the other.
We go traipsing around then at night like space invaders on the prairie.
Emery is a North Dakota grad student searching for prairie chickens at the Nature Conservancy's Glacial Ridge Project in northwest Minnesota. He tunes his antenna to the frequency of a transmitter on one of the birds.
And we tune to her radio station. This is my favorite. This is my favorite public radio here.
Emery walks through the tall grass, following the signal to the prairie chicken hen, which flies off in the glare of his helmet light.
She dove on him.
And then, approaching another, swoops the net down on the frightened bird.
Easy birdie, easy birdie, easy birdie. We wish them luck as they make new friends and survive the rigors of prairie chickenhood in the badger state.
This past weekend, the final five birds from Minnesota were released at central Wisconsin's Buena Vista grasslands to help restore the genetic diversity of a flock hurt by isolation and loss of habitat. DNR wildlife biologist Lisa Kardash hopes the four-year project will make a difference.
Their inbreeding basically can affect their breeding success and nesting success and how they deal with disease. We're trying to bring their genetic diversity up to levels that they were 50 years ago when there was a lot more habitat for them.
The Nature Conservancy has posted video of the Glacial Ridge prairie chicken capture on its website, nature.org/Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.